Bond air is go. That's decided. Check with the commentary lot.
Coventry.
I've never been. Is it nice?
Where's John?
He went out a couple of hours ago.
I was just talking to him.
He said you'd do that. What's Coventry got to do with anything?
It's a story. Probably not true. In the Second World War, the Allies knew that Coventry was going to get bombed because they'd broken the German code, but they didn't want the Germans to know that they'd broken the code, so they let it happen anyway.
Have you ever had anyone?
Sorry.
And when I say had, I'm being indelicate.
I don't understand.
I'll be delicate then. Let's have dinner.
Why?
You might be hungry.
I'm not.
Good.
Why would I want to have dinner if I wasn't hungry?
Mr. Holmes, if it was the end of the world, if this was the very last night, would you have dinner with me?
Sherlock?
Too late.
It's not the end of the world. It's Mrs. Hudson.
Sherlock, this man was at the door. Is the bell still not working? He shot it.
Have you come to take me away again?
Yes, Mr. Holmes.
Well, I declined.
I don't think you do.
A bomb on a passenger jet. The British and American governments know about it, but rather than expose the source of their information, they're going to let it happen. The plane will blow up. Coventry all over again. The wheel turns. Nothing is ever new.
They'd pin a medal on me if I did, sir.
Coventry conundrum. What do you think of my solution? The flight of the dead.
Plane blows up midair. Mission accomplished with the terrorists. Hundreds of casualties, but nobody dies.
Neat, don't you think? You've been stumbling around the fringes of this one for ages. Or were you too bored to notice the pattern?